I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, we're back!
How about that?
It's a Monday morning. You're hanging out at the Breaker. Brought to you just Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
Okay, so we are back.
Mm-hmm.
We are live. We missed you so very much.
Oh, yes, we did.
I know the mics sound a little bit strange again. Mm-hmm. We have gotten new microphones to deal with the situation we were dealing with before break. So our boys are in the studio hiding behind Kimmy for some reason.
Yes. You're
watching the last week camera.
I don't want to be mean, but you boys are too big to hide.
You know what it's like?
You ain't hiding weight.
Remember those cartoon bears that would like try and stand behind a skinny tree?
Mm-hmm.
Like, our engineering team is the greatest engineering team here.
But you will lose hide and seek.
Absolutely.
Every time.
Worst hide and seek team in the history of hide and seek. I missed you guys so
yes.
much.
Yes.
By the way, oh, hold on. We got to do weather.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sucks.
It's important. Yeah, it's bitterly cold outside. It says it's 22 degrees, but it feels hell of a lot colder than 22
chill.
Degrees. The wind chill is like 5,
mm-hmm.
and it ain't going to get any better throughout the rest of the week.
Mm-hmm.
So bundle up accordingly.
Yes.
If you are watching our live stream, we have to get this right out of the way.
What happened?
What are you wearing on your head?
Headphones.
Those are new headphones?
Yes.
Where did you get them?
Amazon.
Did you see a picture of them first?
No, why? They were just...
They look like they have extra pieces that aren't necessary.
I don't know, but they were the highest rated ones on... It was the Amazon pick of headphones.
Okay.
But what's wrong with them?
There's like buttons on the side. I feel like there's just a lot going on with these headphones.
You look like what every 60s cartoon predicted aliens was going to look like.
Yes.
What are you wearing?
I don't know.
You're like such an idiot.
My other ones... I've had those other ones for I don't even know how long.
Uh-huh.
Those headphones could be 20 years old, but they were a shot in the ass.
Didn't we just have a conversation
what?
About how you don't care? Like, headphones, you buy them for $20, it's fine. What'd you spend on those headphones?
$87.
Why did you?
That was the cheapest ones they had, and they don't make these anymore.
They don't, what an old man take.
Well, no, everything's now, you know, it's all, you know, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth this, connect to this. I go, no, I need the old ones you plug into something. And they only had like 3 choices.
He's not wrong. It is tough to find.
You can go to Best Buy and they sell those Sony
Best
ones.
Buy? Are they even open?
Yeah.
Where's there a Best Buy?
Henrietta, Greece, Webster.
That's it?
Behind your house. There's literally one next door.
But I bet you they're like $87.
No, they're like $20, $30.
Oh.
Dude, I cannot do this show.
They're very comfortable.
I cannot do this show if you're going to wear those headphones.
Why? What's wrong with him?
You know what he looks like, Kimmy?
What?
He looks like every dad that got, what's that magazine? Or like the Sharper Image in the mall.
Yeah.
Like those are what the Sharper Image sells to idiots who don't know what they look like. Like, hey, I'd like to buy these headphones. Can I see a mirror? No. Okay, I'll take them anyway. What is wrong with you? You look like you're on a beach with a metal detector.
Oh, I wish it was on a beach. Your stupid mouth.
There's a phone.
Pull your mouth full of sand.
I don't get that extra like thing that's like hovering above your head.
Yeah, it's like a little extra.
A wire above your head.
Right, so you can make adjustments. I got a weird shape head.
You look like you have braces in the 1970s. You look like Jan from the Brady Bunch. What is wrong with you? Did you try them on in front of your wife?
No.
Good.
Well, I had nothing to plug into.
No, you don't have to use them. You could just look at them.
Yeah, but then I'd have to send them back. I don't want to send them back. I just want to be done with it.
Also, the ear part, far too big for your head.
No, but it fits around my hearing aids.
I remember his last pair was kind of like they had the bigger.
No, but I got the hearing aids, so it's got to go over all that. It sucks getting old, I'm telling you right now.
There were a lot of things he had to check off when looking for his headphones.
No, I mean, look, I'm glad that you're happy with your purchase. You just look like a complete moron.
I'm going to give it a thumbs up the next time I see Amazon.
You look like when they sell, you remember when they started selling those radio headphones?
Yeah.
You could listen, like, that's what they look like. Like, you have a radio in your head right now.
I'm very happy with my purchase, and I don't care what you think.
All right, so we are back for the first time in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
We missed you guys so very much. And I'm going to say right out of the gate, because I know that today is the first day back for a long time for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
I have completely forgotten how to do my job.
Oh, wow.
Well, the kids were also off for like 2 weeks too, right? Which is kind of unique for school having off that long.
Yeah. Well, my kids go to Catholic school. So interesting fact, when you pay for your kids to go to school, they get more time off.
Yeah, the parochials. Yeah,
yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
And it was great when I was a kid because I went to Aquinas, so I got all that extra time off.
Yeah.
Sucks when your kids have it.
Yeah, I would think.
Like, normally, when we go on Christmas vacation, I have a couple of days like where I just have the house.
Yeah, you get a break.
Yeah, I did not get that.
You didn't get one?
No, no. The kids were home literally every day I was home. Yeah, every single day. So, like, it's funny. I feel really bad for our engineers who are working really hard this morning. They got up early. They came in to help us out. I haven't been able to be a jerk for 2 weeks.
Yep. You came out firing.
Oh, I came out firing.
Well, yeah.
What about the great kazoo over here? Like, we came in here just really looking forward to seeing each other. Yeah. And the second we walk in, and these poor engineers who got up at 3 o'clock in the morning to help us out got caught in the crossfire. Yeah. And I think they both hate us now. Like, one of them's a baby. He's brand new. He's only
not a month.
And we're just insulting them to their faces.
I also feel like this awkward need every time this happens to explain. Oh, this happens all the time. I swear. Like,
how we talk?
I swear, like, they're not just being mean to you guys. They do. This is welcome to the room.
I'm just having fun.
Kimmy is the mom who actually has a bad kid.
Oh, they're just joking. They're just kidding around, you know?
But, like, you know, there's this weird phenomenon, and I get that you don't do anything here, so this won't happen to you, Tommy. Mm-hmm. But, Kimmy, like, when you've been away from work for a week, all of a sudden those things that you did every day, the ability to do them disappears.
It took me a couple minutes just to remember my passwords this morning. Like, normally it's muscle memory because we're in here every morning typing it in. It's the first thing I do. And I was like, wait a second. I should have written this down.
Like, you know, you and I, we've talked about this, Tommy. We're both very regimented people.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So I get up. I go downstairs, right, after I brush my teeth and all that stuff, right? I get my breakfast out of the fridge, get my sodas, grab my keys, leave the house.
Yeah.
I came out, came down, forgot to get my breakfast, left the house, had to go back in the house. Put my keys down to get my breakfast, left my keys in the house, had to knock on the door to get my wife.
Oh, you had to wake everybody up? I live in fear waking my wife up.
I know you do. In fact, we will be talking about that later this week because you make a lot of sacrifices.
I play it cool. I'm really good at being quiet.
Yeah?
Well, not here, but when I have to be. Home.
Weren't you not allowed to use your coffee machine for a while?
Yeah, I finally brought it in from the garage when the kids left.
Nothing tastes better than you like garage coffee.
Oh, yeah.
You ain't it.
Uncle Tommy's Garage Coffee. God. Sauce.
Ugh. No, I gotta tell you, man, like, it is, I love my family, and it was a nice, relaxing break.
But enough's enough. I gotta say, enough's enough.
Well, like, serious question. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9260 if you want to jump in. Like, what is what's the word I'm looking for?
Your limit?
Well, no, because limit makes it sound bad. Like, what is the ideal amount of time with direct family in a row?
Oh, like for the holidays?
Yeah, like, I'm just talking in general. Like, if you're going to take time off, right, how many days is ideal?
Concentrated family.
Because, like, for 2 weeks, like, my wife had the first week off, so we were all together, and that was great. And then my wife went back to work last week, and it was just me and the kids. And even though my kids are 14 and 12, they still have this constant need to be entertained at all times.
Yeah.
Despite the fact that they have devices in their hands that can answer any question any human being has ever. I was a little bit burned out.
Oh, but that's natural. Like, 2 days is the limit.
Two?
We had the grandkids for 7 days, right? And then they went back to Chicago. And yesterday they called. My wife goes, oh, the grandkids. I'm going, yep. Yeah, and? Like, I just saw them for 7 straight days. I got nothing to say. You got nothing to say. What are we saying?
Well, I think grandkids are different because, like, your grandkids are 2 and, like...
And a baby.
Yeah, 2 and a baby.
2 and a baby. Worst TV show of all time. No script.
But, like, I mean, Kimmy, those are people that need your attention at all moments.
Yeah, that's true. Especially if, you know, you're only seeing them certain times of the year.
Yeah.
Like, you got to get it all in a short amount
of
time.
But we just had it Thanksgiving, then we got it again for Christmas. So we had 2 weeks of it.
Mm-hmm.
That was 14 days.
So a little bit of advice.
Like the Bataan Death March. That was like five, six days. Those guys were done.
So 2 pieces of advice. One, throw away those headphones. 2, don't ever say what you said about your grandkids into a microphone ever again. What do you mean? What?
Still
what?
Early.
7 days.
It's a lot. It's a lot. And like even like everybody got to that point where you couldn't fake it anymore. Like everybody's face said this was enough. Even though we weren't saying it, the face said it all. Like, people were just, you know when you get that look and you just can't get it off your face?
That's the look you have all the time.
Yeah, you
What's
can't get
difference?
It off his face.
Yeah.
No, but let me, can I teach
you? Like, everybody in the house looked like me by the end.
You are older than me. You've been around longer.
Bro, I'm like twice your age.
No, I understand. So there's an argument that you are wiser, and you've bestowed a ton of life.
You know, I've seen some skanky-ass crap.
You have, but this is the rare occasion where I have more experience than
you. I know, but I've asked you questions.
And then you're doing great, and I'm proud of you. Let me give you some advice. Mm. There's such a thing called parent subtlety, where all you had to say was, we had the grandkids for 7 days, and you stopped. And everyone that has kids would have been like, mm-hmm. But you... like an idiot, 7 days, singing a kid, suck, everyone's face, don't want to tell you. Everyone would have gotten it had you just stopped at 7 days with
I
the grandkids.
Man. Oh, it's like a kid.
By the way, your life is a vacation, with all due respect.
Yeah, but it got interrupted. When's Tommy get a break? When's all Tommy time?
I mean, Kimmy.
Yeah.
Tommy and I came in here guns a-blazing so hard. Yeah, yeah. We don't even know what happened on your break.
Well, actually, they need to do a study on us and our schedules because I'm not even kidding you. 24 hours, at, like our first official vacation day, so sick. I was sick for like a week straight.
No kidding.
Like had no voice. Like I felt like crap. I just was, I had no energy. I laid around for like 7 days straight until I finally started feeling better.
See, I thought that was going to be me because all the kids were sick.
Yeah.
All the kids were sick and I didn't get sick.
You're doing it again.
Well, no, but like the kids were sick. My wife got sick. Everybody was sick in my house. I go, I'm going to get it. Yeah. I'm going to die.
Because
I'm going to get that pneumococcal pneumonia crap that all the old people get. I'm going to croak.
One of those things.
Yes.
A lot of cocknol.
But you know, I didn't get it.
You didn't get any cocknol?
Didn't get no pneumococcals. You know why?
Why is that?
You know why? Booze, baby.
Booze and just nobody wanting to go near you. That face you're making all the time.
No, like to the point about your study, for those who don't know, maybe you're new to the show, there is a pattern with Kimmy and I that leading up to...
Without fail.
Yeah, right before Christmas, you always take a little bit of a break.
Feeling great.
One of us will get so ill, it requires like a hospital.
But you guys get like old people
ill. Yeah.
Like you had scurvy, or no...
shingles.
Shingles. I had scurvy. I ended up in the hospital with a growth in my belly button that had to be drained.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah. Didn't you get shingles too or something?
I got shingles also leading up to
one
of our vacations.
Gotta get
that shot, bro. But, like, no,
you can't get the shot until you're like 55.
Yeah. Now you just get shingles. You're still dealing with the shingles stuff from 2 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things that lingers for a long time. You have like issues after that for a while. So that's fun.
So yeah,
but this wasn't shingles. This was just straight up illness.
That sucks. Did your husband get sick?
No, I think I got
He's
so
the Iron Man.
So,
look at that guy.
We had a couple coworkers get sick like just before break, and it sounds like I had something similar to what they had. So I'm wondering if I got it from down the hall.
Well, thank you for not giving it to us because I had a wonderfully healthy, fun, relaxing break. It sounds like you did too, right?
I would have loved to sit in bed with chills.
No, you wouldn't. This was awful.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Ooh, I hate
Come
you
on.
So much,
Come
bro.
On.
Okay, you know what? 2 weeks off.
Timing.
I want to go back home. We've had one break in 30 seconds, and I want to go back home. This is not something you'd expect to see every day.
What happened?
Especially in a tiny town on a lazy Sunday, and you would be upset if the package that was expected to be delivered did not show up on time.
Oh, sure.
The question is, did these people know why their package was not there on time?
Mm-hmm.
You hanging out at the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Did you see what happened in Bergen yesterday?
What happened?
Jericho Road, an Amazon delivery truck burst into flames.
Wait, it just out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere. Well, okay, I don't know if it was out of nowhere.
Are they electric? Or they get.
Okay, so in the story, and we'll touch on this again in a second, there are some electric, there are some gas. They said in the story, and they were specific about this, this was not an EV Amazon van.
So straight up old school gasoline.
Pure uncut Colombian gasoline van. Mm. You did not see the pictures of this thing?
How bad?
Bro, it was...
To the chassis?
The Amazon logos melted off the van.
Damn.
It was insane. So the front of it is white. The flames were coming out of like the engine block area. It's barely a van.
So everything in it's toast.
I would assume so. Literally. Literally toast. So the good news.
Good news.
No one was hurt. News 10 says the truck fire was under control within the first 5 minutes of the department arriving.
Wow.
The bad news.
Yeah.
Like you said, There is no way
it's all gone.
Anything in that truck was salvageable.
It's got to be ruined.
And that means there are folks yesterday out in Bergen who were supposed to get their Amazon packages and did not get them on account of the packages being on fire.
Charred.
Do you? You should tell the folks who didn't get their packages why they didn't get their packages, right?
Well, yeah.
Okay. Because, like, Kimmy, if you were unaware
mm-hmm.
that you didn't get your package on time because the driver was in a van that caught on fire,
yeah.
you're probably going to say some things you'll regret after you found out the van caught on fire.
But who am I talking to?
Amazon.
I'm calling my local Amazon.
Or reaching out to, before you write that review, you should probably tell the people who had their packages delayed.
Yeah. Give them a heads up.
Right.
Because you know what they could have done? Because I've gotten this notification before. They give you your package is missing. And that's all it kind of says. So that would probably lead to some people calling and complaining and being really, really upset that package that they saw was on the way
yep.
that is now missing, or they cannot locate my package. That's going to, that's probably going to lead to some angry phone calls.
Because, Tommy, this truck was on the side of the road.
Yeah.
So it's possible that the person that was about to get a package did not get it because the truck burst into flames as they were driving.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So you would be tracking the truck. It's outside of your house, and all of a sudden the package does not show up because the van is on fire.
You're pissed.
So Amazon, at least in the past, has not had the greatest history of how they treat their employees.
Yeah, they're a little rough.
A little rough is the understatement of the century. Upton Sinclair over here. Does the truck driver have to go back to work that day?
God, I hope not.
His van caught on fire.
Yeah.
His or her van caught on
fire. Yeah, does somebody come pick them up and put them in a new truck to drive around? How does that, or do you just simply call it a day?
252 WCMF. I know there are people listening that work at Amazon facilities that have worked as Amazon drivers. If you get in an accident or something out of your control that your vehicle happens, do they put you in another vehicle to finish the day?
So I did see there was an Amazon van broken down on the side of the street once.
Yeah.
And that driver, another Amazon truck came, was parked in front of it. It seemed like that driver got out, got into the new truck. They were unloading from one truck into the new truck.
Yeah, maybe they have to do that.
And I don't know if somebody stayed with the other one while somebody was going to come. But that the driver definitely moved on and kept delivering packages.
Oh, I'm sorry, 1%er Tommy just showed up again. Yeah, you have to. What choice do you have as he almost died in a car fire? Get back to work. Were you not visited by three ghosts on Christmas Eve? What the hell's wrong with you, man?
I did see kind of like this. We were on vacation. We were in one of them city bus tours,
Yeah.
And our bus crushed a guy's car. It was a BMW. Gorgeous car. Young kid driving it. Drove over to the back of it. We all got stuck. So nobody's hurt. Right?
Okay. Yeah.
But this driver, our bus driver, really effed up bad. But they pulled up another bus. We all got off that bus, and then our driver got on that bus and just kept going. He filled out the police reports while we waited, and then they just went off. It was the weird. I thought this guy's done, because it's clearly his fault. But they just stayed on a schedule.
Okay, but that's a little bit different.
But my point is the schedule just goes on.
Okay, I understand, but there's a difference between you made a mistake, fix it.
Right.
And I can't imagine that the person who was driving this Amazon van in Bergen did something to cause the engine to catch fire.
Right, but if it wasn't a traumatic thing, the thing just got, there's many types of car fires, Pat.
Why don't you look?
This is not Daytona 500 hitting the wall. Let's say the car, you smell smoke, you pull over, the car bursts into flames, you get out, you're fine. The truck's ruined. I think you can go to work.
How about you look at the picture of the van fire before you decide
it didn't go off a cliff or something.
Bro, you got a speeding ticket camera, and you bitched about it for 3 months.
Yeah, because I got the shaft.
If your car caught on fire, you'd be taking a sled to work for the rest of your life. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about an Amazon delivery truck that burst into flames yesterday afternoon on Jericho Road in Bergen. It was a flame.
It's gone, right?
Yeah. I don't know what you can. You can't save this thing.
No.
Again, no one was hurt, thank God. The news went out of their way to say it was not an EV vehicle, an electric vehicle, but a standard gas truck. And we're trying to figure out what the appropriate response is with the Amazon driver. Do you send him back to work that day? Let's talk to Jeremy. Hey, Jeremy. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning and Happy New Year. I could swear it's 2025, but when I started the YouTube stream this morning, It looks like Tommy's headphones are somewhere from the era where he'd be calling the Titanic. Where are you people? Right. The hell is happening here? Dear Lord. Anyways, I wanted to call with that poor woman who was run over in New Orleans, who was an Amazon employee, and they initially denied any compensation or any time off for her. But then, you know, once the story broke and Amazon got some backlash, they were like, oh, yeah, we offered her plenty of time and all the support and money that she needed. So does this driver have to go back to work? I bet you he does.
Well, you know, it is amazing. Like, and not just Amazon. We see this with other, like, billion-dollar companies, yeah. Right? Like, they change their mind when the backlash hits. The story's going to get out.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So why not just handle it up front with this single person that's involved in this horrific thing that happened?
Yeah, but they never do.
But why not? Learn your lesson, man.
Yeah, gone are the days of Tommy's headphones. They'll never hear about this story. That'll be great. We'll take some time off. Nobody will know.
Jeremy.
All right, happy to talk to you and see you dicks again. Tommy, your mic keeps cutting in and out. I don't know if
welcome.
It's just on the live stream, but, you know, nobody really notices except for your volume just goes up and down. Your funniness level just stinks. I love you all. Happy New Year.
Love you too, Jeremy. There goes Jeremy. First call of the year.
Glowing review.
You're ugly, you suck, everybody go home. Okay, so let me ask you that. No, I'm not going to ask you because you're a dick. Kimmy, I'm going to ask you because you're a normal human being whose dad wasn't a millionaire, so you don't have these 1%er Vanderbilt takes over here. What is the appropriate amount of time off for an employee whose van catches on fire?
A couple days.
Please don't make noises.
Well,
I asked Kimmy.
Okay. This person is not hurt, right?
They were not hurt, but they were involved.
Traumatized.
Yes, they're sitting in their car and all of a sudden.
I would say a few days, like two days. 2 days is fair.
Oh, I'm not Kimmy. I can't talk.
Oh, my butt hurts so bad. Look at my butt. Look at my headphones instead. Like, I'm gonna wash my jeans, bring them in here, and hang them over that wire on top of your headphones to dry them out.
You're asking me how much time?
2 days. Kimmy said 2 days.
2 days max. That's super max enough. You weren't
super
hurt.
Max enough.
I mean, you walked out of the thing. It caught on fire. You saw it burn. It's not even your vehicle. Bro, like, you're not even out any money.
But that is a near-death experience, is it not?
That's about as far away as near death as you're going to get.
No, life would be as far away from near death. Like right now.
That's not near death. Like you stood near a death fire. But you didn't. We weren't in it.
You stood near a death fire.
You walked out. The thing caught on fire. That's not near death.
Bro, you were in a car that burst into flames.
Like if that thing barrel rolled and burst into flames. You had to walk out.
That would also be a near death experience.
Yeah.
Combined, like, you know, side by side with this one.
Like, let's say something. Let's say this plant sitting next to you just burst into flames for whatever reason.
Yeah, I mean, like, I would jump up and let's just say this plant caught on fire.
Sure.
Yeah. I jumped out like a little sissy boy and I ran over there and we put it out. And then I go, yeah, I got to take a few days off. That was too much.
You jumping out of that chair would probably cause some sort of injury that would lead to you needing a day or two off.
All right, let's say I pull a nut jumping out of the seat.
Sure.
I think I could sit here with a pulled nut and do a show.
Yeah, but you don't actually work. Like, this person in the Amazon.
But you asked me a question.
She
I
asked
answered
you a question.
And you tell me I don't work.
She asked you a question and you don't work. You're not winning anywhere. We're one day into the new year of the show and you suck. You suck so long and so hard. You are the radio equivalent of a van fire. Ladies and gentlemen.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, buddy.
Welcome to real football.
Mm-hmm.
Because as fun as this past season has been for the Bills, in the grand scheme, didn't mean a thing. And when you have a team of this caliber, only one thing matters.
Mm-hmm.
Which means for this entire season to actually matter, there is a point this team has to get to. The question, Tommy, what is that point?
What's our goal?
Well, no, we know what the goal is.
Mm.
What's the point?
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. We are back. We are live. We are on our YouTube channel. You can check us out or the live stream, Odyssey app, WCMF.com, YouTube or Twitch, The Break Room, WCMF on YouTube or Twitch. Brought to you by our good friends at Three Heads Brewing.
Yeah.
Three Heads Brewing. Mm-hmm. You're not allowed in with those headphones. Just after 7 o'clock, the town of Greece has installed something new in an effort to fight this crime, which, although decreasing, is still a problem here 5 years after it first started. Mm. And in the time we were gone, these have been installed and, according to authorities, are showing that they're working.
Good.
No, it's not, because according to you and a bunch of people on the show, these things shouldn't be legal.
Oh.
In fact, I believe you and a bunch of other people on the show said that criminals should be given the ability to outsmart the cops, and this eliminates that. So based on your take, these shouldn't be allowed.
But it ain't copping, it's Cameron.
We'll get to it just after 7 o'clock here in the break room on CMF. Your Buffalo Bills dropped their final game of the season in New England yesterday. Didn't matter for Buffalo.
Well, it was preseason.
Josh got his one start.
He did.
One snap to preserve a starting streak. He hits the bench. That game sure as hell mattered for New England, though, and it was a legitimate tire fire for them by the end of the day.
What are you doing?
I was shocked, bro.
So New England walked into the game, if you didn't know, in sole possession of the first overall pick in the NFL draft.
All they had to do was lose.
That's it. They didn't. Mm-hmm. Because of that, the Patriots have, what, slid back to fourth?
I think fourth now.
They're drafted fourth.
Yeah.
Then literally right after the game, the Patriots announced that first-year head coach Gerard Mayo had been fired. He didn't even have the job for a full calendar year.
Damn.
So you went from Belichick having the job from, what, 97 until 2023?
Yeah.
To less than a year later, you fired the guy to replace him.
You didn't give the guy a chance.
I know.
They said the guy had nothing to work with. He had a good quarterback and nothing.
Yeah.
I do feel bad when coaches don't even, I mean, they get like a season. Because how much can you really do in 1 year? Especially if you weren't around for the draft or anything.
It looks like they're going after former Patriot Mike Vrabel, and that's why they made that move.
Seems to be the move.
Time will tell. But we're not here to talk about the Patriots or a meaningless regular season game.
What are we talking about?
The stage is set for Buffalo's first playoff game.
Yeah.
They get the Denver Broncos at home Sunday, 1 o'clock on CBS. Denver blew out the Chiefs' backups yesterday to earn the right to make the playoffs. Denver is 10-7. They've got a pretty good defense. They got a rookie quarterback in Bo Nix. It looks like he could eventually be something. Interestingly enough, though, Tommy, despite having 10 wins as a team, the Broncos, they've only beaten two teams with a winning record, the Buccaneers and the Chiefs yesterday on their second and third
string. And they don't count.
Yeah, exactly. So they have 10 wins, one real one against a team that is in the playoffs.
So it's smoke and mirrors with these guys.
Possibly.
All right.
Possibly.
Good.
Tommy?
Yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 10 right now, how confident are you for the Bills to go handle business on Sunday?
Oh, with Denver?
Yeah.
Oh, it should be easy.
How many Denver games have you watched this year?
I watched them on yesterday.
They're a team that's improved throughout the season, I would say.
I don't know, but it's hard to tell because they got beat by the Bengals 2 weeks ago, and I don't think the Bengals are a good team.
No, but I thought the Bengals kind of were the same way. Like, they... he's making a hand motion.
I'm sorry. I'm on camera. We're back. We're live.
You can do it.
No, I would say like the Bengals were a team that if the Bills had to face them in the playoffs, I did not want that match.
Based on history. Yeah. But I don't think the Bengals are a good team. Look. Hmm. So you're confident in the Bills blowing or going to handle
this? They should, don't you think?
I don't know yet. I'm going to need a couple things.
It helps that they're home. The Bills are home.
Yep.
And the kid's new.
He's a Bama kid, right?
Bo Nix, no.
But they went to
Oregon?
Alabama.
Oregon.
Thank.
Well, he played at a couple different places.
Oh.
But it wasn't Bama.
When I hear Bo, I always think the South.
He could be from the South.
So fun fact, and they said this in the broadcast.
What?
He's from Arkadelphia, Arkansas. Which I didn't know was a place.
It's that weird area that we know about where they just combine names and they get close to each other.
Yes.
Like the Arklatex or Texoma. When these things get close and they don't know how to spell.
No, he's right. Like, here, we're in Texarkana now. Yeah. Okay, fine. That's fine. Okay, so Kimmy, on a scale of 1 to 10, how confident are you on the Bills to handle business on Sunday?
I'm gonna put it at a solid 8.
Okay.
You know, I think something pretty bizarre would have to happen for them to really screw this up.
So you're
the weather I don't like, but we're going to have to deal with that with it being home.
Yeah, and I mean, it's not like Denver's a warm weather city, so that doesn't
matter. No, but you said when they got to travel, they struggle.
West Coast going east struggles. So just so you know right now, the Bills are favored by 9.5 points on Sunday.
Ooh, that's a blowout.
We are at the point now as Bills fans where for the season itself to really matter, something remarkable has to happen. Gone are the days of being excited for making the playoffs, winning a playoff game, beating a good team along the way. Something special has to go down for a season like the one we had to really stick in your head. So, Tommy, I will ask you this question. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263, as we are back live with you here Monday the 6th. Tommy?
Yeah.
How far do the Bills have to go in the playoffs for this season to matter?
Oh, they got to get there.
So just get to the Super Bowl?
No. And then you got to push it in.
So you have to win the Super Bowl.
You got
to
get there and push it all the way in.
So
son.
For this, oh,
yeah, that's what it's going to sound like when we get done with you.
No, it, what?
Oh, stop.
God.
No, but I mean, you got to ram
much.
It in.
Stop.
See, Tracy, you know, like you've been gone for a while, so we got to find that level again, and you've gone too far.
Do you have some?
Come back.
Do you have
come
a
back.
Person in those headphones telling you to say these things because they're big enough? So you're saying for this season to matter, the Bills have to win the Super Bowl.
Well, listen, man, what else is there? I mean, you're not going to be satisfied. I would say this. If they get a home win against Baltimore, they're going all the way. If they get past Baltimore.
Oh, my God, you idiot.
There's no guarantee that they play Baltimore.
There's no guarantee they win on Sunday.
I know, but if you ask me the right question. If they can get past Baltimore, which I think is their only challenge.
Oh my God!
Because they've beaten Kansas City.
They've beaten Kansas City. Yeah, and if they get there,
they beat Detroit. So, to me, if you can get a home win against Baltimore, you're going to run the table.
Kimmy,
yeah,
run the table, and that's got to be on the T-shirt. Push it in,
Kimmy. What do the Bills have to do in the playoffs for this season?
Oh,
to
I think
matter?
They definitely have to get to the Super Bowl.
Okay.
I think that's the next.
But you
step
don't want to push it in.
Getting
no push.
Well, that'd be nice.
But just a tip.
But I think it would be nice just to prove that they are the champions of the AFC, period.
Okay,
but
so
but that's five runs at the Super Bowl, man.
But they haven't been.
You couldn't pull the trigger.
The question is not what we want. The question is what do they have to do for this season to be a memorable one where it doesn't just blend in with the rest of them. So for you, it's make it to the Super Bowl.
Yes.
For you,
step.
It's all or nothing.
Yes.
Okay. You know, when you think about it, it kind of makes being a Bills fan a little more depressing.
than it already is over the century.
Let me put it this way. You have a quarterback that has had an MVP season.
You got one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time right now.
You're right. You have a year of guys you never expected to step up and make names for themselves. Like, this was a fun year. You beat the Chiefs and the Lions. You were the only team in the NFL to do so.
Yeah.
Other than the Bucks. We got to meet Keon Coleman. We got to meet Mac Hollins, like two really interesting, fun characters. You were picked to finish third in your division, and you locked it up the week after Thanksgiving. Like, all of that should mean something.
Yeah.
But it does feel like if they don't get past, Kimmy, where this team has already been, which has been an appearance in an AFC championship, all of this fun will have been for absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Like, this season will not get remembered at all.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Because, like, Thurman Thomas won an MVP in 91, 92, and there are lots of Bills fans under the age of 40 that have no idea that happened.
But nobody cares.
Well, Thurman cares.
But this MVP crap that I heard all day yesterday, it's like, who gives a crap? At the point.
Everybody
well, I
is
think it's actually been a kind of a fun race compared to past years.
But
I think,
it's pointless.
I think that there are so many people in the running for this that it's kind of I mean, like, there are, like, your top picks. But I think it's kind of I feel like it's been, maybe it's just the Bills fan in me because I've been paying attention to it more. But I feel like it's been talked about more than normal this year.
Well, it's because Josh is the leader in the clubhouse. And for whatever reason, and as much as they glow all over Josh, like whenever it comes to like accolades, like a Pro Bowl berth, like Josh Allen has been in the league 7 years now.
Yeah.
He's been a top flight quarterback for five.
Yeah.
You know, this is only his third Pro Bowl. He was elected to the Pro Bowl over the weekend. It's only his third Pro Bowl appearance.
Oh.
How is that even possible?
And didn't he get in like early on because somebody wasn't in?
You got it. He's never gone. But yeah. I guess what I'm saying is,
does he always go and play golf at Pebble Beach?
I don't blame the guy, right? Yeah. Like, okay, you're okay, fine, whatever. Look, the good news here.
Good news.
As we talk about the Bills, it's announced late last night they will be playing the Denver Broncos 1 o'clock Sunday on CBS in Orchard Park in the wild card round. Every team in the AFC playing in the playoffs is vulnerable. We know the Chiefs have been winning by the skin of their ass all season. That is a beatable team. Baltimore.
That's the tough one.
Despite that primetime game against the Bills where they were blown out early in the year, they have some big-time weaknesses. And there have been teams that have been able to exploit Baltimore's weaknesses. Do they have five losses? Like five legitimate losses.
Okay.
I mean, the Bills have four, but one of them is against the Patriots yesterday, right? And outside of Baltimore and Kansas City, it's not like there's another AFC team that's like terrifying. Does Pittsburgh, L.A., Houston, do those teams scare you?
No.
No. I mean, if you're somebody playing those teams, you feel like you got the better matchup. But at the same time, like, I feel like in the playoffs, it's one of those things where it's anything can happen. Everybody's going to be on their... Everybody is going into it with a clean slate.
I understand. You know what I mean? Understand. But, I mean, there are some games as a Bills fan you walk into, as optimistic as you are, you start to see the things that mount against you, right? Like, I mean, there isn't a divisional opponent. Like, the Jets and the Dolphins didn't make it, so you don't have that weird third game of the season, they know everything about you. The Bengals didn't make it in. They were eliminated last night, so you don't have that, they've had our number the last couple of years, I don't want to have to play that team again. You have a lot of experience with Baltimore and Kansas City, so those games will not be a surprise. And the other teams, you've seen them struggle
kinda
mightily.
Weak.
I mean,
kind of weak.
Compared to the other two, yes. I mean, and I think the most exciting part, and tell me if you think I'm wrong, right now, the Bills may be the healthiest they've ever been for a playoff run in the McDermott era.
That's good.
Era. Is that, I mean, would you agree with that? Who's hurt?
Nobody. Yeah, I can't think of it. I mean,
Milano's healthy.
Yeah, I mean,
Bernard is going to be good to go.
He got a bye yesterday. Yeah, really,
towards the end of the season.
Guys, so good.
Yeah, I kind of assumed.
There's no excuses.
Yeah.
Right now.
Right now.
No, because.
Right now. Oh, my God.
Why are you so... It's been an hour. And I would like another 2 weeks off, please. No, I mean, like you said, you got the rest of the guys yesterday, right?
It all fell your way.
And I kind of figured, like, those guys that were out the last few games, I kind of figured, like, maybe they were just really taking their time to make sure they were 100% before coming back, because those last few games were...
You didn't need them.
Yeah, I mean,
didn't count.
Did, but...
And I mean, look, you look at the last couple of years, like the key pieces you were missing. Last year, it's Matt Milano. You lose Bernard in the wild card game. So, again, you had a guy off the couch in A.J. Klein who performed admirably, but he was not going to win you a game in that position. The year before that, you lost Von Miller at Thanksgiving. He was out for the season. Tre'Davious White was making his way back from that injury, so you had one half of your defensive back core completely gone. Like, knocking on wood right now. I really like where we're at.
Yeah, you're
sure. I really, it does kind of feel like one of those, if not now, when.
This is
moments.
It. Like, this is the moment.
What can the Bills have better than they have right now?
Nothing.
It's, I don't want to speak anything into existence. I'm afraid to talk.
And you know what the funniest part is?
But like, you got rid of all the old farts and the crybabies. So you're in good shape.
You know, if we did that in
nobody
the room,
nobody thought would, that going into the season, though.
If we did that in the break room, if we got rid of all the old farts and the crybabies,
nobody
it would just
would
be
left.
Kimmy left. I'm sorry.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.